Credential by William M. Howard, read by the author. Doctor of something, a PhD, or just a master. Certified by a collection of authorities. Licensed by government. All of which have such an institutional base of academia and jurisprudence. But I see over and over that people with real credential skip the formality. They achieved and then shared with extraordinary activity. I continue to persevere in sub-areas of true importance by contact with folks and serving and sharing. People of all ages look and listen. Children assemble and express physical affection. Adults ponder, admire, and covet. In between folks, especially a teen, now have a spur attached to their limited attention. My credential is simple. It has no scholastic attribute. It is not recognized by any societal exclusive community. The credential is made up of mind and spirit. The credential is the result of meandering through walks of life, listening and observing. The credential is added to by world events, media pontification, anxiety rumor milling, and children wide-eye expressions. The credential has been painted by suffering and elation. The credential is of time past. The credential is in part cogito ergo sum. There's a deeper meaning to I think, therefore I am. This brief excerpt of being is made up of an unabridged source. My credential does not hang on a wall. Yet within a few moments and an opportunity, I speak, and the bestowed commission, the real credential, is evident.